I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to Full Coverage, a podcast by Beauty Addicts for Beauty Addicts. We are your hosts. I'm professional makeup artist Harriet Hadfield, and we have the unprofessional beauty junkie, Lindsay Kelk.
That's me.
That's you. I feel like we're getting really good at that intro
now. I know. It's taken 2.5 years.
Because I can still never remember the Facebook spiel off by heart. So I look at you and I'm like, go on, Linzel.
I just say pod 17 times over until it's finished.
If I overthink about it, I can overthink about it. If I overthink it, I just can't do
it. It's all gone wrong. And it's all gone. We were doing so well.
Don't overthink it. That's the theme, guys.
Yeah.
Don't overthink it.
I wrote that in my book.
I'm excited for today's episode.
I'm excited for today's episode. I love when we've been promising and then we actually do something.
We followed through.
I love when we do. We have the best follow through ever today. We have Foundation Extravaganza 2019.
Extravaganza. I wonder if we can pay to have RuPaul's voice on just saying extravaganza. And I'm guessing probably not.
I just think everyone should quietly take a minute at home right now to imagine RuPaul
because we can't afford to insert him. Yeah. There we go.
Basically.
There we go.
Love RuPaul, though we do. But yes, we have the Foundation Extravaganza 2019. We're going to be rounding up
very soon.
Yeah, all the new launches from this summer. I mean, not all of them because there were literally thousands.
I think we at first were very overambitious. I'm like, yeah, yes, we can do all of them. And then each like day there was like another 10. So we were literally like, this is going to be like a 17-hour episode.
So what we've done is actually chosen our favourites. Or at least a varied selection
and
of things.
As much as we could, like the most asked about ones.
Yes, and that was it, the most asked about. But if there is one that you've seen coming out or that's come out very recently, because also there have even been some coming out since we set our cut-off date for our testing. Just to say, Hadfield's had a lovely haircut. I can't stop looking at her.
Oh, I feel like
that. Very chic. Very like Louise Brooksy, but in a sexy
very,
modern way.
Very, very bougie.
I like it.
Very bougie.
Like it. But she also took off her bra, so...
I have clothes on still. It's not like I'm just sat with my tats out.
I haven't showered and I walked up a hill this morning, so I'm staying away from
and
you.
And I've seen Lindsay's wedding dress.
We're so professional.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
Harry is the first person to have seen my wedding dress.
Which makes me feel very special.
Yeah, dresses.
Dresses. She's going to do a Mariah.
You've enabled it though. You've enabled it.
Oh, I did. I was like, don't do two, do three. If you do Mariah, you're doing it properly, Lindsay.
It is very exciting. Yeah.
We digress.
Otherwise, we'll never get through all these foundations. So we're going to do a bit of new news. I'm going to pull cat hair off my microphone. Very professional. And then we're going to break into all these foundations. But yeah, as I was about to say before I got distracted by the beauty that is Harriet Hadfield.
Too kind.
If there's anything that we don't mention that you are desperate to know about, let us know and we'll do our best to let you know in new news in an upcoming episode.
We shall.
So, as I said, new news.
New news.
New news. What is the new news?
Well, as always, there's a lot. Obviously, we're going to talk mostly about foundations. And like we said, we didn't get to try every single thing. But one that is a new launch that we haven't tried that's coming out is Flesh Beauty. Remember them, Lindsay?
Yes, I do. I was very worried about them. I thought they might be going away.
No, they're still online at Ulta. So Flesh Beauty, if you guys remember, they came out with a tiny, tiny little stick foundation. That was kind of their first like breakthrough. Teeny tiny. And they have come out with, it's the Pure Flesh liquid foundation. So this is actually in a bottle with a pump liquid foundation, which I think a lot of people tend to be their kind of like go-to jam. It's $32, 40 shades.
Ooh,
so that's nice. And we haven't tried it, but that is, I believe that's available to buy now actually. So that is out and one that we didn't get our hands on because we found out slightly later.
Yes, but we will. I like Flesh. I was really worried when they were
I think they're really
going
good.
Out of store, but don't worry about it. So I'm like, oh, that's generally the beginning of the end, but that's great. If they're still launching something as big as a foundation.
Yeah, and 40 shades. So excited to try that.
One assumes we're golden.
There we go. What you got, Linzel?
Other exciting new news, which is launching in a mere matter of days. So by the time you listen to this, you may have already seen this, but Victoria Beckham launching her own beauty line.
I have heard about this and I've seen her do quite a few teasers on her Instagram.
Yes, I know you're a fan. You were a big fan of her Estée Lauder collection.
I was. I feel like for me, I was always like the first collection. The first collection, I was like, yes, packaging, yes, performance,
morning aura,
color palettes, Yes.
Modern Mercury, yes.
I was into it. Second collection, I have to say, there were bits I liked, but it was a little... It for me, the first collection was so bang on that I felt a little bit let down by the second collection.
I felt like the quality wasn't there in the second collection.
Yeah, and it just felt a bit... I don't know. It just wasn't wow factor. Like, the first one wowed me.
It smacked of contractual obligation to me. Yeah. It was like, she said she'd do two.
Or second album syndrome.
Yeah, it was a bit sophomore album. Yeah, yeah. So it happens. Understand. But it does fill me with joy about the collection of her own collection. So far, there's just been a couple of Instagram teasers that she's posted. Mm. One being a logo, which tells us absolutely nothing. and the second one being a very sexy boomerang of her doing a little blink of her eye. And I'm very into this metallic taupe. Taupey shade that she's wearing in this picture.
Yes, I'm excited.
Everything about this picture makes me very happy. I love brow, I love the eye, I love what's going on her cheek.
Yeah.
The only thing I don't like is the hashtag clean beauty, which has been stuck on the end of the caption, because that's a silly thing to say, because what does that even mean?
I think brands have to do this now.
But I think we've got to be clearer than clean beauty. It doesn't mean anything.
No.
What does clean beauty mean? It's not dirty beauty, is it?
No, I
you
mean,
wouldn't
we've
put, you wouldn't put dirty beauty. That's going to be the name of my brand. That is... Dirty Beauty.
I feel like we've said this, and we were chatting about this a minute ago. This will be a whole separate episode on its own, because it is a can of worms that, should you open, it needs an episode. Lindsay will lose her
Yes. Yeah. And next week, we actually have an interview the following episode after this one, in 2 weeks' time, we have an interview with the president of Biossance, which is
the president of the United States.
We're talking to 44 about why he's such a twat. No, we're not talking to that person about his fake tan or his comb over or anything. But we will be talking to the president of Biossance, you would call, they're in clean beauty. They're in their section of clean beauty, but, she spoke so eloquently and wonderfully about what that means to Biossance.
Yes.
And that they don't call themselves clean beauty. They call themselves sustainable beauty, which is obviously something
very different.
Yes. Yeah. And I can't wait to share that with everyone, but we should definitely do that.
I think just to clear up, you know, definitions that are thrown around, because even I've done it in the past. I'm sure I've used it in my YouTube videos where I've even said it without thinking about it. So
we 100% have, because everyone's using it.
It became the norm.
I don't think you can use things without saying what that thing means, which is so frustrating. Is it natural? Is it organic? Is it naturally
vegan?
Derived?
Is it
vegan? Is it cruelty? Everything's cruelty free if it's in the UK. I mean, that's the thing where everyone's like, we're cruelty free. I'm like, but to be sold in the EU, you have to be.
Yeah.
like, I don't really understand what you're saying here.
Yeah.
Obviously, China, different ballgame, but things are changing. It's so frustrating. It's like, what does clean mean?
Yeah.
And I think
how do you
really
define
need
that?
To get it out. I think it's got to go.
Yeah.
But as I say, and as you say,
another episode.
Another chat for another time.
To be
What's
continued.
What's important now is Victoria Beckham Beauty is coming. I'm excited about it. Looks
I'm
like
excited.
It's going to be grown up, sexy makeup. And that should be fun.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Okay, so I've got a thing of pure joy. If Marie Kondo could hold this, she would feel all kinds of vibrations
Marie
of
Kondo,
goodness.
Just feeling joy. Sparking nothing but
I mean,
joy.
Lindsay, I know you're going to like this.
I'm excited.
I think you've already seen my swatches and you were like, hubba hubba. It's the NARS Queen of the Night eyeshadow palette, which is inspired by... Queen of the Night herself, Suzanne... I'm going to butcher the surname. S-C-H on the end.
Bosch.
Anyway, there's a lovely palette by NARS, full of shiny things.
Oh, she loves
12
it.
12 prismatic shades, $59, and every shade is like party animal, excitement of glitter.
Yeah. It's sexy robot.
It's sexy robot.
Who's had sex with a clown on a rainbow and they've
with
made
My Little Ponies.
A beautiful baby.
Yeah. It's like all kinds of goodness. And I did some swatches of it on my Instagram stories, which I do have a highlight actually of new launches. So if you want to go see that, it should still be up.
Do it.
Oh my goodness. I had a play with this on a recent shoot and it's that perfect. I love it when shadows are that kind of, are they cream? Are they powder? Well, you can't quite tell.
Like the Jouer metallic palette from last Christmas.
But with this, it doesn't even, because it's more of a powder in the way it sets, it's not like you have to work quickly and then you've got no playtime. You can layer them on top of other eyeshadows, you can do it with your fingers, you can blend with a brush, but also I feel like you get playtime. So for anyone who wants to dabble with colour but finds that kind of cream to powder formula a little bit too little bit too scary. If you feel like, oh, I've not got enough time and I, you know, can't blend it in time, this will be right up your street. It is shiny goodness in a palette. Well done,
I
NARS.
I love a NARS palette at the moment.
Oh, I can't
get enough
of them.
They've been knocking it out of the park recently with their eyeshadow palettes.
Yeah. I mean, for me, NARS, it's very rare that NARS disappoints me. I have to say, it's one of those brands that, like, it makes every basic I need plus the little extra finishing touches.
Yeah. Oh, this is very exciting. I'm very excited to see their autumn, winter, Christmas stuff. I've seen some hints. Oh, it's looking sexy.
I'm excited.
It's looking sexy. Feeling sexy. Sorry.
Sexy.
In the club style. couple more palettes, actually. While we're on palettes, let's talk palettes. New from Urban Decay.
I spied this in my inbox, Lindsay.
You have spied this indeed. It is the Urban Decay Naked Honey palette. I mean, Naked, it just seems mental to me that they're like, Naked is dead. Naked is gone. Naked is over. We had a funeral. The original
Joke's
Naked palette is gone. But behold, 18,000 new Naked palettes, none of which are as good as the original. Sorry. I personally love Naked too. It is my favorite one.
I'm Naked one all the way.
Why bother getting rid of Naked? Which I bet they did. I bet it'll be out again in 6 months.
Yeah.
And then just keep launching more. So this one, Naked Honey, as you can imagine, honey inspired. In that it's kind of yellowy gold. Yellowy gold colours. I mean, there's a lot of shades in here that are very similar, I think, to the original Naked.
Yes.
So I think if you're missing the original Naked, this is a good option.
Especially if you liked buff, the shade buff, I feel like you're going to get that in there with lots of close yellowy, ochre-y tones.
Yeah, I think if you take out the two middle shades, which is golden and honey, it, to me, becomes a much more...
Look wearable.
Wearable, sort of. Neutral. Because I'm sure everyone listening desperately needs a wearable, neutral palette. And then the two middle ones are, obviously, they draw your eye right into the middle of the palette and they make it much more yellow toned.
Yeah.
Because they are solid yellow, gold. This one's very glittery, one's very shimmery.
Mm.
There's a brush in there. I actually always like the brushes that Urban Decay put in with their palettes. I haven't tried it.
It's not cardboard.
But they're usually pretty good. I love that it's a plastic palette. It's got a big mirror. I don't massively love the packaging, it's very plasticky.
Yeah.
I mean, I love that it's not cardboard. You can't win with me.
You can't,
I know.
I know.
Like, I love that it's not cardboard, but it feels a bit cheap. I don't know.
I think for me, the Naked thing is their kind of gimmick, isn't it? It's a big part of their brand now, so I get it. It's kind of like they're loud, the writing's loud, the branding is loud,
and
the package
like,
is what it is.
The honey looks kind of 70s-ish. It just feels a little bit too feisty for me, and I don't love it. But that's just the packaging. That's not really as important as what's inside. The shadows are great.
Yeah.
The shadows are solid Urban Decay level.
I think like we
great
always
pigment,
say,
great
Urban
quality.
Decay like smash it out of the park when it comes to eyeshadow. So if you like the colours, definitely check it out.
Yeah.
If you've got 10 and 10 more Naked palettes
like
somewhere else, then it might not be for you.
No. It's not for me. But it's very beautiful. So there's also a bunch of other items in the collection that will be available online. There are some lip glosses. There's some glittery body powders. So it's kind of like going back. It's kind of an old school Urban Decay collection. It really does feel like what they used to do, which I always find interesting when people go retro. Going back to my roots. This is a singing episode, everyone.
It is a singing
this
episode.
This is Lindsay Sings because she's tried on all of her wedding dresses and had some
Percy
Pigs.
Let's do it again.
And while we're on palettes, I'm just going to mention this. It's not actually out until the end of the month, start of next month, depending on where you are based. But I've got to draw your attention to it because I want this more than I've ever wanted things.
Really?
Which I say every week. But
I'm kind of surprised by you, Lindsay, with this
one. So it's the... it's the Hourglass Cosmetics Ambient Edit Lighting Palette. Is that
what,
right? No, I got it wrong. Hourglass Ambient Lighting Ghost Palette.
Okay, so
they always put an edit in
there,
but it doesn't say edit.
One?
I can't. It's too many words. Too many words. Hourglass Ambient Lighting Ghost Palette.
Okay.
So
I say this, I'm laughing because I'll say, oh, I don't need it. And then I actually end up buying them every time.
We are Hourglass whores around here.
I love it.
I am a mark for Hourglass. I didn't buy last year. So I've bought the two previous years, I think.
I think I'd like the volume 3 was my favourite one.
I can't remember.
I think it was
I've
volume
got a couple
three.
Of them. I think I didn't get the marble one. Was the marble
I
one
I got
last
the marble
year.
One that was very shimmery.
Okay, yeah. So
very,
I didn't get the
shimmery.
Marble one because the colours seemed a little bit warm for me.
Yeah, it was, and it was very, very
and
shimmery.
That's always a problem for me is like I want it because I covet it.
Yes.
I literally covet it. Like it says in the Bible, you shouldn't do. But I'm not a big reader of the Bible, so I don't really worry about that. I love a good covet, do I? But this one really looks like it could be right up my alley.
Yeah, it does actually. It's funny, I look at it from here and I'm like, no, they are very Lindsay colours.
Yeah, so it's got the existing shades, a dim light, diffuse light, and the iridescent strobe light, which is their highlighter. And those three are my most used hourglass powders.
Yeah.
So that's a win. I think that when you're already into 50% of the palette,
then you're, it's money well spent. Yeah,
and it's already a travel option that's going to save
me. It's for the tour.
It's for the tour.
It's for tour.
There's always another bloody tour. That's what I've learned.
I need a tour, Lindsay.
You need a tour. We need a full coverage tour.
We need a full coverage tour.
And then the new shades are, there's an eternal bronze light bronzer. There's iridescent rose strobe blush, and their sublime flush brush. Now the bronzer, I'm not a bronzer user, but that's
eyeshadow.
A really pretty brown for a shadow.
Clever, Lindsay.
And then both of those blushes I think I would use.
Yeah,
they're really,
really pretty.
One sort of a more strawberry pink with shot through with shimmer, and then the other one is more of a blue peach.
You sold it to me, no,
marble
Lindsay.
It looks gorgeous.
I wasn't interested 20 seconds ago.
Yeah, this is my skill and curse in life. There's also in this collection, there's going to be a lipstick duo of the Confession lipsticks in the ghost packaging.
Oh, I do like the Confession lipsticks.
Yeah.
I do.
A trio of the Scattered Light eyeshadows and a blush quad.
I'm loving the Scattered Light
eyeshadows,
very exciting. Lindsay.
You do like those,
yeah,
don't you?
Yeah, they were in one of my Friday Fives.
Oh.
I think.
Get you.
If not, they will be.
If not, they will be. But yeah, this is coming out soon. I think it's launching in the UK 1st of October, and it's £75. So I expect it to be similar times and prices here in the States. Do you know, it just, in the world that we live in now, in the world of Pat McGrath palettes and Natasha Denona palettes, £75 for a six-pan palette of multiple face powders, one that you can use, at least one that you can use on your eyes, seems really reasonable, which might be me with wedding budget brain, where everything under $500 seems reasonable.
Bargain, I'll take two.
Yeah, I'll have 17. But it is gorgeous. That's going to the top of my Christmas
beautiful.
List.
You've sold me on that, actually. I was like, oh, let's have a look. Oh, that is nice.
Quite proud of myself. Quite proud of myself.
You're an influencer, Lindsay.
I have influence. I influence thee. Thou hast been influenced.
Thank you.
Right out of Shakespeare. That's right out of Shakespeare. Right. We should get on with this extravaganza. I don't know if I'm going to be able to contain myself. So we're going to have an ad right now. Right this very second, there will be an advert. And then there will be, steady yourselves, Foundation Extravaganza 2019.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
It's time for the Foundation Extravaganza. We were going to sing, but yeah.
We made it a song.
Okay, well, I think we should just get straight into it because there's a lot to get through.
Yes, there's a lot to get through, and I'm very excited. I'm very excited. Foundations.
I'm very excited.
Foundations are probably my most favourite product.
Yeah, I think I own the most of foundations and eyeshadows.
Like eye palettes are the things that give me a boner.
Yeah.
And I get excited about it. So like eyeshadow palettes are like a sexy boy and I'm like, ho, ho, ho.
Yeah.
But foundations like my hubby. It's
I get what you mean.
You know, it's like eyeshadow
can't
palettes
live
are what's going to give me
foundation.
A boner.
Yeah.
But foundations are the thing that ultimately I can rely on it and live with it forever.
I know what you mean. No, that's a good analogy.
That sounds terrible because you should marry the two, which is why we have both. Not husbands and boyfriends, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Give it this time for that.
Our husbands are sexy. We can say that.
Yeah, mine's all right. He's not even my husband yet. Yeah. But yes, I love a foundation. I'm so excited about this.
I love a foundation. Foundation gets me very excited. very excited.
We've got Percy Pig.
Which one to start with, though? I feel like I don't know what to start with, Lindsay.
So I think we should start with one that we've talked about already a little bit, because we've talked about it already a little bit. So, yep. Pat McGrath.
Okay.
We just start with it.
Kicking off with the best one.
Well, I think that's fine. I think that's fair to say, because what I think is everyone that we're going to talk about has a different
I feel like
positives.
There's a lot of... Yeah.
And Pat McGrath has a lot of them. Yeah. But we've talked about her before, so I know you people had are dying to hear your it. Opinion of it. Yes.
Yeah, okay. So I had a bit of a fail with this in trying to get hold of it. I definitely did that whole, like, you guys came on Instagram with me and I was like, right, we're going to go and buy it today. Got there and I stupidly gone to Sephora that didn't stock Pat McGrath. So I was like, I will come away with the Fenty one. So full disclosure, I did buy this.
Stitched us right up there,
didn't they?
Stitched
you right up. But it meant you got to see the Fenty on my Instagram as well. So 2 for 1, guys, 2 for 1. So I think I've had it probably about 4 days, so not that long, but only in the past 2 days have I got around to wearing it. There were literally too many foundations to try on. It was hilarious.
Yesterday, because I had tried all of these, but I wanted to do a retry on a couple of them. So I had the Fenty on half my face and another one on the other half my face, and it was hilarious because only I could tell the difference. But to myself, I looked like Two-Face.
You had two different...
But yeah, we've run out of face, basically.
Yeah, that's literally what happened. So I would say I've done a good 2 days wearing the Pat McGrath one. It is really good. I feel I want to go into like all the specifics. I mean, let's start with, I would describe it as sheer to medium. It does describe that on the website. I feel like as a makeup artist, it's what I want skin to look like straight away. And for me, sometimes when I put foundation on, I feel like it will do its thing. It will like mesh into the skin a bit. It will like maybe oxidize slightly, but this was like, bam, good skin.
Yeah.
And what I mean by that is it smoothed things out, but in a way that legit looked like nothing was on the skin, but the skin became perfected and it didn't feel like anything. It didn't feel sticky. It didn't feel tacky. I like to wear it with the Charlotte Tilbury Magic Cream underneath or something quite emollient. So like a Bobbi Brown Vitamin Face Base, something like that. Or quite like a dewy SPF underneath it. So that's kind of what I've been wearing it with. I just knew I wasn't going to buy the primer, to be honest, because I'm not massively loyal to primers.
Let me take that bullet the entire team. And we all remember how I felt about the primer and the powder. So let's move on and never, ever speak of that again.
Yeah. You get 10 points for that, Lindsay.
Thank you.
But yes, after seeing it, after you'd brought it, I was like, okay. The foundation, however, it's totally worth the hype. Now, yes, it's $68, which when you add on tax, that was a lot of money for me to part with. So 36 shades, the shade range is pretty good. I like the packaging is great, but the juice inside for me, I think foundation is something you have to get right.
Yep.
And yes, of course, if it's not in your budget, there are great drugstore options and we'll do a whole episode on that another time. But for me, I feel like when you find like your perfect foundation or a perfect foundation, I think it's worth spending the money on. So for me, yes, it's $68, but it's not $120. It's not La Mer price. It's like,
why are you looking? I feel very judged
now. But I'm just trying to put perspective.
I said that when we talked about it. Like compared to La Mer, compared to like a Clé de Peau.
Yes, exactly.
It's Clé actually de Peau, not the top of the market.
We're not top of the market. No. We are up there. We're definitely up there, and it's not cheap. I'm not saying it
but
is.
But it's a big bottle. It's a big bottle. Gorgeous bottle. The
one
packaging is there.
Goes a long way.
It
I feel
goes
like
a really long
one
way.
One pump goes a long way. I liked it with fingers, I liked it with a brush, and I do feel like you can build this. I don't think you're gonna get really more than like a heavy medium coverage. I wouldn't say you're gonna get like massive full coverage. It is kind of like sheer to medium buildable. In terms of the finish, again, I find it really easy to manipulate, so I was able to make mine look even more glowy by whatever I put underneath it. I would describe the finish as kind of like a natural finish.
One thing I will say about Pat, well, I recall, I know she doesn't have the highest shade range in the market. This one isn't the highest number of shades compared to some of the others, but I will say, and I remember Emma Gunn said this after she went to the launch, and I didn't know until we'd got our mitts on it, I think because it is that sheer to medium, it does cover a lot more bases.
Yes,
that's why, you know, it's not 50 shades.
Yeah,
there's an argument either way to say it should be or this is enough.
Yeah.
But I do think it, because it is that sheerness to it,
yeah,
it will work across a big spectrum of shades. I think that's amazing.
Well, and I think what's confusing about it, saying it's sheer to medium, is it feels so sheer, but there is still coverage in it and it's long lasting. It's definitely like a long wear formula, which I think is really hard to find nowadays. Usually long wear does naturally tend to mean more fuller coverage and a more kind of dry down matte feel. Whereas this definitely sits somewhere in between. And because it's so easy to manipulate, I think that was what really excited me about it. And it's one of those ones I just know, as soon as I put it on me, I was like, if I was ever to make a foundation, I think this is what it would look like. Which is probably why it excited me a lot. I know, again, I think foundation is, it's like a mascara thing. It's so unique depending on how you like your skin to wear. Some foundations I wear, I find I like them more an hour after I've put them on.
Yep.
This for me was like love at first sight, loved it later in the day. And yeah.
Yeah. It's a win. There's so many that, you know, there are foundations that I love, but they take a bit of work.
Yeah.
Whereas this one does all the work for you.
Literally.
There is no work.
Yeah. And I feel like I can tell a makeup artist made it. I think that's what it is for me. Like, again, the undertones aren't overcomplicated. Yes, there are neutral tones. There's more yellow tones. She's kind of addressed things like peach tones, the pink cooler tones. But it just, nothing to me felt like a duff shade. I felt like everything was there that... just, I don't know, it kind of was perfection.
Feedback's definitely been amazing on this. I haven't heard anyone or seen anyone say I didn't like it.
I haven't.
Which is bonkers.
Yeah.
So if you've tried it already, if you tried the Pat McGrath, give us a shout. I've definitely talked to a bunch of people in our Facebook group and on the internets in general who have loved it. But I mean, it's definitely a win for us on the foundation. Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to buy a cooler. I'm going to buy a slightly lighter one as well, I think, for winter, so I can mix between the two because I love it.
Light three.
I was,
which feels like it's high, but I think it's just because that's the neutral.
Well, I was like medium eight, so that I would say is about right.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Oh Pat, come over. Well, all done. Unnecessary. Let's go on to another one that we loved. Spoiler alert: the new Fenty Beauty Pro Filter Hydrating Longwear Foundation.
Yes,
Foundation.
50 shades here. So
boom,
it's Fenty.
Boom,
it's the one that set the stage for everyone else to make things better.
She did.
This is $35. So I feel like this is
reasonable. It's much, half the price of the pack.
Much more reasonable price. Love the packaging. Me and Lindsay were both like, squeezy
tube it right
and
now.
A pump.
I'm squidging it right
for
the
win.
Second. It's gorgeous.
Yeah. Travel friendly, kit friendly. Very into that. I think this describes itself as a medium foundation, but I feel this is medium to full. I feel like you can definitely get to a full foundation with this. It is definitely one of, out of all the ones I've tried, I agree that this one continued to feel hydrating throughout the day.
Yes.
So I would feel like as if I'd just put moisturizer on throughout the whole day in a good way. Like
I
feel
like...
Yeah, that's
like tacky feeling on the skin. Not tacky in a bad way. But
it wasn't wet.
Yeah,
or like
it just felt fresh.
It just felt fresh. It felt like when you've just put moisturizer on and you feel like, oh yeah, that feels so much better. Like my skin felt supple. I felt like it looked really, really beautiful. Like I love the finish of this. I actually used it on a client recently and even used it for like a TV thing and it was beautiful.
Yeah.
You can powder it down, so if it is a bit too glowy for you, I think if you are very oily, this probably won't be for you because
but
it
if
is
you're
bigger
very
on the
oily,
glow.
You can use the matte version.
Well, this is it. Ta-da! Yeah. And I wonder if Rihanna's almost done this so that she's kind of got like the very matte and the very glowy, so you can even mix the two together if you are like a makeup artist or you're someone that likes to really kind
we're
of
monster.
Choose
like
where
me,
or a monster
who might choose to own both.
You know, perhaps you like to do kind of like a bit down your T-zone with a different, which I tend to do that a lot actually with foundations in my pro kit. I will have a matte version and a glow and then kind of like mix where I put what depending on what I'm doing. But I really, really like this. I was never really a fan of the first Fenty foundation, but again, I feel like it wasn't aimed at my skin type. So that wasn't the foundation's fault. That was just a personal preference on what I go for and my skin needs. I think this is brilliant. And I think the price point is fabulous.
We are on completely the same page. I feel exactly the same. I found it very glowy. The first time I used it, I thought it was too glowy for me.
Yeah.
But then a bit of powder.
Yeah.
And it was golden.
Jobs are good.
Yeah. I tried it again yesterday. I did a full wear on it yesterday. And the big thing that I noticed, I've had a lot of dryness in my skin. It's been so hot in LA.
Yeah.
Really dry. And my skin's been really, really dehydrated no matter what I do. It's been a nightmare. And my fine dryness lines have been like very apparent, especially around my eyes. I've been getting a lot of lines around my eyes. Like fine dryness and also almost being 40. nothing you can do about it. It's all fine. Lines are lines, people. We just live with them. We celebrate them. Yay, lines. But we don't want to see them in our foundation. So I've been getting really stressed with a lot of my foundation I found have been settling there, and it's just annoying me because it's not something I've had to worry about. This did not settle in anything.
Yeah.
This was amazing. And out of all of them, this was my favorite for that, actually.
Yeah.
And I just think it's got the, it's because of that juicy, plumping, hydrating formula, whatever she's put in there.
And it's still long wearing. I think that's the other thing that she's done really well is it kind of, for me, this was one that continued to look better throughout the day in terms of if you feel like when you first put it on, it feels too much coverage for you.
Yeah.
Give it like an hour to settle into the skin, like work with the natural oils in your skin, and it does get even better. And I think for me, any foundation that's very, leans more glowy usually are the kind of bases that don't last, whereas this really sticks around. So if you want glow and you want long lasting, does what it says on the tin.
It's, we love Ron that seal, we love it,
loves it,
we love it. Another one that we talked about a little bit already, I want to give an honorable mention to, is the Urban Decay Stay Naked. The first time I tried this, I just wasn't impressed at all. I found it very drying. I thought it was very similar to the Fenty, but a lot more liquid. It just felt like a more liquid version of the Fenty.
Yeah.
I find the foundation, the color coding quite complicated. And there's 50 shades, which is amazing. It's $39, which is amazing.
Yeah.
But because you have to have your tone. So your
undertone.
Cool, neutral, warm. But then there's also, there's a master tone and an undertone. So you need two tones. And what shade as well. So like light, fair, medium. So it's like there's three things to know. If you're not in store color testing, this is so complicated.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would have guessed the right shade off the top of my head if I was buying it
online.
I didn't.
This was the thing. They asked us to send PR very kindly, offered us some, and they asked us, and I went by the booklet, and it actually came, and it was like literally three shades too light.
Got
so
the 20 neutral, neutral.
Which is like,
which is
what
I've
fits
got.
You.
Yeah. That's so why I ended up with 20 neutral, neutral. And that was the shot in the dark in the end, because I tried so many, and I was like, I just don't know. I'm going to get this one. And I liked it. I didn't love it. Now, what I have done since then is apply it over a much more hydrating base.
Yep.
It loves a hydrating base. Does this,
loves a
this
hydrating
honey.
Base.
It loves a hydrating base. And it needs to be applied with a damp beauty sponge, not a brush.
Okay.
And once I did that.
Game changer.
Game changer.
Okay,
this
interesting.
This is amazing.
Yeah.
I, without taking Pat into the equation, because Pat changes things a little bit, this is the only foundation that is currently in contention outside of my La Mer for wedding makeup.
Really?
Yes. Which I didn't tell you until now because I wanted
I'm
that.
I'm shook.
You are shook.
I
you
did not.
Be.
Well, see, this is the thing. I've tried Lindsay's and I like the texture of it, but because I was sent the wrong one, bless them, they're very kindly sending me the correct shade now. So I haven't been able to try that. So I'm even more excited to try it.
Honestly, I took it to Vegas. I went to Vegas a couple of weeks ago and I took it as my night out foundation. I took a couple to try.
Yeah.
I think I took... What else did I take? Oh God, we haven't got it with us because I sent it back. I didn't even want to talk about it. it's the new Smashbox foundation.
Yes.
That has been a lot of hype about. I used that. I hated it so intensely.
Yeah.
I refuse to have it even be part of this. That's my feedback on the new Smashbox foundation. It's so heavy. It's like a mask.
I haven't tried
compared
that one.
Compared to all of the new foundations that we are trying.
Yeah.
Which is so featherweight, light, gorgeous textures. It was like putting... Prit stick on your face. It was so thick and heavy. I just couldn't get on with it. And I tried it with a sponge. I tried it with a brush.
Yeah.
It just looked like I was spackling my face. I couldn't believe it. And having looked at a lot of reviews and research, it seems to be fairer shades. People that have got fairer skin feel that way.
Really?
I feel like for darker shades, maybe it's smoothing out easier. Maybe it's not looking as heavy. But on the fairer tones, it definitely, people are just saying like, oh, it looked like I just plastered my face. Boo to that one. So I took that and I took this. And then because I had such a fail with that when I was getting ready to go out, I had total panic. I had to wash my face and start again.
Oh, no.
And I was like, oh, my God, we're going to see Cher. I don't have time for this. So I went back with this Stay Naked thinking like, oh, I already know I don't love it. I'm so disappointed. When I did it with a damp beauty sponge instead of a brush.
It's funny, isn't it? How a tool sometimes makes all the difference.
It looks amazing. Yeah. It looks seamless, but it looks like skin. And the big thing here is it stays. It does not move.
Yeah.
And I think the pat is really good for long lasting, but this is not long lasting. This does not move.
So you have
it's
to actively
remove it. You have to remove it. Yeah,
interesting.
It needs to be removed.
What was the finish like, Lindsay? What was the...
It's more matte. It's matte. Definitely yeah. more matte than Pat McGrath. More matte than Pat. It's not flat
That should be
matte.
Their hashtag.
Yeah, more matte than Pat. It's not flat matte. It's not a flat matte, Pat. It's a skin matte.
Yes,
it's
like
a real skin
finish, yeah.
matte, but it is more matte for sure, which actually I think for long wear, yeah. I'm very happy with in general because I can add my
you
glow.
Can add the glow.
I can
yeah.
add my shimmer. And like, yeah. you know, like for wedding makeup, I'm not necessarily going to want juicy, juicy glow. I'm going to want photographable shimmer
yes
and sheen so I love the idea of using this for that because yeah. it is so thin it's with a sponge honestly it was a game changer loved yeah. it and again 50 shades $39 if you can get in store and color match yourself I really think it's a great option I was so like again shook I was myself shook
I'm so surprised
from the second
Lindsay.
Time around which just goes to show
your dark horse
first impressions I know right I sprang that on you sprang it like a mother all right what have you got now what's your next one
I think we should talk about Charlotte Tilbury next
yes let's okay. let me look at my face again because
I've had a lot of questions about this so this is the new foundation from Charlotte Tilbury it's called the Airbrush Flawless Foundation 44 shades which this is the first time Charlotte's done like a really intense shade off. Range yeah. $44 so we're getting up there a bit more in the pricing and I think you have to for me I feel like this claims it's full coverage and again I think you can go like medium to full coverage
yeah
but I think the finish it's funny I'm looking at you Lindsay
I am looking at myself
you she looks flawless
it's flawless
yeah so yeah. I think I was the shade 4N in the end I thought I was going to be 5N but that did go a little it oxidized a little bit too much on me and went a bit too yellow which was weird because it was the neutral one so not sure about that but yeah the
always
four,
get a tester
the 4N was really really nice I did really like it again it felt hydrating I would say I feel like it's got a lot of sort of more hydrating ingredients in it. I think the problem is I'm having Lindsay is that so many foundations came out to yeah. find really accurate differences with all of them. It is that thing now where obviously I'm always going to be drawn to the more hydrating ones.
Yes.
This for me, I feel like if you want full on coverage, you can yeah. get there with this. This yeah. is going to give you
this
like,
to me is high octane.
Yes.
Full on doing a face.
Hide it all.
You're going out. You yeah. want a full face.
You're probably not going to need concealer. Yeah. Like it,
you're not.
It's,
no, yeah. I feel like I've just applied this about an hour ago. Yeah.
But it sat so nicely in your skin.
It sat so nicely, and an hour. Yeah. I would say an hour, and it's quite warm in here.
Yeah.
We haven't got the air conditioning on because you don't want to hear that.
Yeah.
So it's quite warm in the house. By now, I would usually have a very shiny T-zone.
Did you put powder
I've
on?
Got, no.
No. See, I
all
think
I've got
it
on
sets
is
down
that
really
over
nice.
A moisturizer. Yeah. Over a pretty heavy moisturizer.
Yeah.
But there's very little shininess. I've got a little bit of sheen on my chin.
What did you put That's underneath all. When you put it on?
It's the Elemis Peptide Day Cream
okay.
shenanigans.
Because I feel like I tried it with the magic cream because I was very kindly invited to the event and I got to try it with the magic cream underneath. Mm-hmm. And I do like the magic cream under a lot of like more... If I'm using more fuller coverage, I tend to go a bit more yeah. glowy with
See,
my base
magic
underneath
cream's too heavy for me
just to
because I'm
make
that
it move
combination. Yeah
yeah so for me that definitely and again I think this falls into the same category as the first two where you can quite easily manipulate this so again if you yeah. want to add more of a glow you can do that I think it describes itself as like a natural skin finish which I'm never quite sure what that means because I'm like some of us are more oily naturally
yeah,
some of us are more matte naturally
I wouldn't call it a natural skin finish
no
compared to the
it looks quite polished
Urban
doesn't
Decay
it
and the Pat I wouldn't say it's natural looking. It looks like I'm wearing makeup, but
yeah,
it looks
like
I'm like
very
wearing
perfected.
Excellent makeup.
That's it. I think like I'm looking at you now, you look flawless. It doesn't
flawless.
Look like you're overly made up though.
No.
It doesn't look cakey.
I know, it looks
it
baffled.
Doesn't look heavy.
It does, it's the opposite no. of the Smashbox.
And like your cheek colour is still yeah. like warming through it. I think that's what's amazing. It doesn't look like when you take all your features away.
Yeah, no, it doesn't look flat.
No.
But... So in that
but
sense,
it's very
I understand
perfecting.
It, but it is very clever. I think it's actually a very clever foundation because
yeah.
it's doing a lot of work
yes.
without doing a lot of work.
That's a really good way to describe yeah. it, yeah.
And I buffed it in just with a Real Techniques buffing brush and then went over it just to buff out any excess because I do think you have to be careful not to go too heavy-handed straight away
yes.
or you are going to get
I did that the first
lot.
Time I put it on. The first
yeah.
pump I did, I was like, whoa! And it was a bit like, you know the first time you use the NARS Radiant
yes.
Natural
yeah, yeah, yeah.
foundation? And that if
Again,
you put too much
to
on
heavy.
You're like oh I've gone
it's
too far
yeah.
so I think start with less of this and build up however if you are looking to cover acne very quickly
yep.
if you're looking to cover rosacea I think a lot of people will like this for how quickly you can cover your base
yeah.
but it's still like we said you're going to look like you've got makeup on but but I think it's that kind of very perfected looking makeup.
And I don't always not want to look like I'm wearing makeup. That was a horribly constructed sentence, but
you know, I knew what you meant.
Yeah, but you know what I mean? Like, I'm very happy for people to know I'm wearing makeup because I'm wearing makeup.
Completely.
I don't always need to look like I'm like, oh, I
just woke
up
like this. Yeah, totally.
Like, I didn't.
Totally.
I'm very happy. Sometimes people are like, oh my God, your makeup looks amazing.
I think it's that thing of like, you just, to me, I would describe it as like polish. Like, I'm looking at you right now and your skin looks just like really beautifully polished.
I feel I want to keep looking at it because it's really pretty. And also, like, I think this would photograph beautifully.
Yes, that's what I'm thinking. I don't think the light is still catching
on my cheekbones.
Yeah.
The light still catches on my chin and my cheekbones and the bridge of my nose. It's not dead. It's not flat.
Yeah.
It's just really uniformly pretty. And I think, I think this is probably for an older skin that's looking for that more uniform or for a proper full-on going out look. You're not going to do this and then nothing on top of it.
No, that's you, it. I think it's
crying out. My face is crying out for a face full of makeup. Do you know what I mean?
But it's funny because I can still see like the definition. I feel like you haven't become like a flat canvas. You know, sometimes when you put a full coverage foundation on, you're like, oh, you look like just the peepy eyes. Like you just look like you've got tiny peeping eyes.
I mean, I put
through
a little bit of blusher on, but that's all.
Yeah.
But it is like, it's every time I look in the mirror, I'm like, you're dying
Hello,
for
flawless.
A cat eye. You're dying for a cat eye.
She's dying for
she's
a big old
dying
lash.
For a flick. She's dying for a flick. That sounds terrible.
And I think as well, I just want to point out, guys, as well, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, Lindsay, but every foundation we've mentioned so far doesn't have any SPF in.
I believe that is correct. Yes.
Which is funny because I feel like
Stay
more
naked,
and more foundations
wear,
now.
Pat McGrath, non, Fenty, non.
Charlotte Tilbury,
non.
Which I think is quite nice now because I think most people, correct me if I'm wrong, tend to add their SPF anyway underneath.
And I will say I've used, apart from this one, because I've literally just tried it an hour ago, the Fenty, the Urban Decay and the Pat, I have tried with SPFs and they've worn beautifully.
Beautifully, yeah, same
They've
here.
All played nicely with an SPF. I haven't had anything that didn't. So I like that.
Amazing.
I like that.
Right, what you got next?
Oh God, there's so much. So I've got three. I know one that you have tried. So let's do one that you hadn't tried yet.
Okay.
Let's do, because I can't pronounce it, the Shiseido? Someone
I
needs
Shiseido,
to tell
Shiseido, but I'm not 100% Shiseido. Sure.
I mean, I've sat down with their PR and I just can't remember and I'm so sorry. But I've got the Shiseido Synchro Skin Self-Refreshing Foundation, oil-free. This one does have SPF 30 in.
Okay, so higher SPF.
This one we've got a high SPF in here. It is $47. Right now there are 30 shades available in the US. So pretty decent.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I'm getting a running theme here of me being the 120 ivory shade, which is exactly what I am in La Mer, which is interesting. Love the packaging. It's a frosted glass bottle.
Cute.
It's got a black pump on top, but it's got a lock, so it's a twist.
Oh, we like
so
that.
You can lock
Clever.
It so it doesn't pump when it's in your bag.
Very important.
Yep, love that. So I tried this and I like it. I don't love it. So this was the first one. I tried this a couple of days ago. I did it for a full day. And then when I did my half face the other day, I did Fenty on one side and this on the other because they seemed pretty similar in their finish. Fenty seemed glowier, but this is really, it does still feel very glowy to me.
Okay, interesting.
Much more natural. I think you would like this. Feel free to
have a pomp
and play.
My boobs are in, I'll take my bra off.
Get them out.
Get them out.
Let your boobs run free. The thing that I think is clever about it, it says it's self-refreshing. And at first I was like, oh, what does that even mean? That's just like
Oh,
science.
It's thicker than I thought it was going to be. I thought it was going to be
thicker.
Very runny.
Yeah. No, it is a proper cream foundation.
Oh, it is. Yeah. It's very much like a cream.
But at the same time, it's still very easy to play with. It applies beautifully. It's not hard work. I mean, you expect that from Shiseido. Like, it's very sophisticated formulas. It's pretty. Says it's natural. Says it's medium coverage. I would agree with that. I don't think they're telling you any lies on what they're saying. But the best part about it, because when I put it on, I just wasn't wowed.
Yeah.
I was like, it's nice. But it's not
tried
doing
the ones
anything
that are
that's making me want to fall down and marry it, which is just as well because I'm about to get married. what it did as the day went on was just really special. It gets better as it goes on. And I don't know why. It's self-refreshing. I'm sure it's science. I believe it's witchcraft.
Yeah.
It does look better. This is one of the foundations that I put on, and like it immediately sank into my fine lines under my eyes, and right. I was like, I hate it.
Yeah,
because on the other side of my face I had the Fenty that was the exact same color match.
Yeah,
and everything looked the same, but then I could see lines and I could see it settling, and I was like, oh my god, I hate this. But then an hour later I went back and looked in the mirror and it wasn't doing it.
That's
and
so
they had
funny.
Sort of just completely meshed with my skin.
See, to me, I get that, but I'm like, I want my foundation to look great straight away.
I think now, given how many there are, that's an entirely reasonable request.
Yeah.
Like, you shouldn't have to wait. I think this is really good for oily skin because it's oil-free.
Yeah.
I think that would be great. If you are oily and you're looking for a more natural foundation that's not going to give you so much glow, you can't see yourself.
Yeah.
But it's not going to be bone matte, because I think when you're oily you immediately go to matte thinking that's your only option.
Yeah, true.
And I think this is a really good option if you're oily and you're looking for a more natural finish.
Interesting. Okay.
I'm not gonna say it's gonna be the first thing I'm gonna reach for, because I'm not as oily. I'm more dehydration is my biggest concern right now.
Yeah,
I'm oily, yes, but primarily my biggest concern is dehydration.
Got you.
And that first hour while I was waiting for it to settle and mesh, I just think there's other things that I don't have to wait that hour. But I was really impressed with the wear time, and I was really impressed with how well it meshed with the skin. And it is a beautiful formulation, and the packaging is stunning. So if you're a fan of Shiseido and you want
to try it out,
or if you're oily and looking for a natural finish, I like it.
Interesting.
I like it.
Okay, so my next one I think is going to be a really good one for oily skin. The next one I tried was the Kevin Aucoin Balm Foundation. So this is their newest foundation, comes in a little pot, and it does come with a brush as well to use with it. Now, this is described on their site as full coverage. It's $52, but you do get the brush with it, and 20 shades. So not quite as many shades with this. A little of this goes quite a long way, I will say. I feel like this tub is like a big, like, it looks small, but you get like a lot, feels like a lot of product.
Oh, when I opened the box, I was like, what fresh hell is this? Why is it tiny? Why is there a miniature pot inside this box that I've paid for with my own money? And then I realized that actually that pot's going to last me forever.
Yes, it is. Like, a little goes a long way. I definitely feel like I'm actually wearing this one today, and it feels really good. It still feels like there's a hydration in it for it being a matte finish, like a velvet matte finish. I think for me, this is almost similar to what you were saying with the Shiseido. I like this, but I almost feel like I've got the wrong skin type for it. I feel like I would definitely want to use this on my more oily skin girls, because I feel like the velvety of this not only feels really nice, but I think it glides on very nicely.
Yes.
So I think if you have more of a drier skin, I'm going to say this probably won't be for you. I could be wrong. I mean, it definitely hasn't like sat in any of my lines or anything like that. My skin is more like normal to dehydrated at the moment. The brush it comes with is definitely like a sort of like mini kabuki brush. So it's
brush.
A really nice little shape. I'm happy to use that with my cream blushes as well. And yeah, I just think when I look at it, I feel like this is the sort of thing that I almost know the client I would use this with.
Yeah.
And for me, I'd be more tempted to use this on someone with an oilier skin, because I think the glow would come through where you wanted it. And this is quite a long lasting one as well. So again, it's very easy to get to. I think what's nice about this one is you could get to a full coverage very quickly as well.
Very quickly.
It's
too
like
quickly.
With the
you
brush.
Need to steady thyself.
Yeah. So
hold
if you like a full coverage, and again, you want that kind of like velvety satin looking skin.
Yes, velvet balm.
This is what I would recommend for
as
that.
As I said, when you came in earlier and you were wearing it, I'm like, oh my god, your skin looks incredible.
But it's funny, I just feel like it's not the finish I always go for.
Yeah.
So
it's not you.
Yeah,
it's not the finish I normally wear.
Like
you, but I thought it looked amazing, and it made
me want to go and put
it back on.
Because
I've tried it too, and I just thought it really, the thing I love about it is it's very similar to the Charlotte Tilbury effect to me. It's that gorgeous,
perfecting,
glamorous, perfecting, glitzy. I'm gonna say things that make it sound negative, and I don't mean to, but like that full like 80s glam.
Not
in that it's heavy or thick or nasty,
like Kevin Aucoin. It's like true to Kevin Aucoin and the makeup he did.
Properly beautiful, and it's a gorgeous, it's velvet, it feels like velvet. And I think what they might have done themselves a disservice, and not with the product, I think the product is exceptional, I think it's really great, but I think where they've done themselves a disservice is calling it a balm.
Yes, because you automatically think it's going to be super
hydrating,
or glowy.
Skin. And I don't think you would immediately think for oily skin.
So true.
You think it's for dry skin, and it's not. Like you say, I think it's much more combination oily. I think if you have a drier skin, the Charlotte Tilbury is going to be amazing. I think if you have an oily skin, this is going to be really nice. I did feel like it wasn't especially long lasting.
On you? Okay, on interesting. Me. I wonder if because I've got drier skin. Yeah, that's probably why I think it,
my oiliness was coming through when I tried it. So I tried it later in the day. And I think, but again, I didn't need to reapply it. But what I needed was to take the brush with me and just buff it back in where it started to sort of shift a little bit. And it was just around the nose where you might expect, you know, something to shift that's not claiming. And it's not especially claiming to be long wearing. You know, it says it's a foundation balm. I think that's fine. And like I said to you earlier, this sounds so like about to niche myself out of life. But like, this is like my dream dinner date foundation. Like, I can just imagine having this. I'm a writer. My brain is constantly doing absolute nonsense. But I just think this would look so incredible across the dinner table at candlelight, like gazing out at your beloved, like having dinner. It would just be that perfect.
It's like soft
velvet.
Focus skin, isn't soft it? Focus, that's it. That's it. It's exactly. Kind of like just that soft focus, like very, it is, it's velvety. That is the best way to describe
now,
it.
Now, it's not your everyday, all day wear foundation, but it's also not saying that it is. I think I do like it. I really do like it. I am going to keep it. It is going into my to be used on the reg drawer. But it is for a specific need.
Yes. Like I said, I think I probably won't want to eye reach for myself, but it'll definitely want to use in my pro kit for my oily gals.
Yeah. I'm just really happy. I do think it's just if it ends up not finding its audience, that will be a real shame.
Yeah.
And I think it will just be because of the name of it, because they've called it a balm.
Yes.
Which I get because it's not a liquid, it's
and
not
it's the
a
texture.
Solid.
Yeah, it is that solid.
It's for oily combination, but you can't say anything's for oily combination because now you have to say everyone's for everyone or you won't sell any.
Yeah.
But actually, I think they might have just done themselves a bit of a disservice with it because it is beautiful.
Yeah.
But it's beautiful if you're using it for the right
skin
type.
Yeah.
Skin type.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hope that made sense.
What you got next, Lindsay?
So my next one, I know this is my last one. I have got the Guerlain L'Essentiel. L'Essentiel.
That is the cutest bottle ever.
Isn't it beautiful? Natural wear 16-hour foundation. This does have sunscreen. This has 20, SPF 20 in it. It is beautiful.
I haven't tried this one.
Let's get it out
of
the way. The bottle is the most stunning bottle.
Oh my goodness,
it's
so cute.
It looks like art. It's glass. Oh, it's a pull it. Because I did that too. So it's got a silver, but it looks like a perfume bottle. It's glass with a big round silver lid. I tried to unscrew it and then I was like, oh my God, it's got a disgusting dropper. It hasn't got a disgusting dropper. It's got a pump dispenser, but I didn't know that because I unscrewed it.
I did that with the NARS cream blushes and I had like a million DMs afterwards being like, you idiot, pull the lid off. Sorry.
We've all been there. We've all done it. So this has been out in the UK for a little while, but we only just got it in America. It is $60. There are 30 shades right now. This is quite interesting. It's 97% naturally derived ingredients, which is not something I would necessarily associate with Guerlain. I think of them as being a very luxe.
I prefer that to saying it's clean.
Yeah, they were just like, it's 97% naturally derived. I'm like, okay, I don't know what the percentage of naturally derived ingredients are in my other foundations, but that's
but
nice
fair
to
enough.
Know. That's nice to know. Thank you. It's not what I came for, but thank you. It claims to be a 16-hour wear, and it claims to be a medium, a light to medium, and long-wearing medium coverage. I really like this. Now, I love, one of my all-time favorite foundations is the Guerlain Lingerie Depot.
Oh, I love that foundation. Now, that forget
is,
about that, how good
I know,
it was.
I know, it's obscene how quickly you forget about that foundation because it is one of the best.
It was so
it's
good.
It's so good. So this one is $60, so it's cheaper than the Lingerie Depot.
Yeah.
It's also lighter coverage for sure.
Okay. It feels like in between like medium. A liquid and a cream. It almost feels like somewhere in the middle of that
it
in texture.
It really, really enjoys a damp beauty sponge. I've done it with a brush and it's absolutely fine, but I do find the creamier the foundation, the more it likes a sponge.
Yeah.
It reminds me a lot in texture of the La Mer liquid foundation. That might be a little bit lighter, a little bit runnier, but that's where it feels in texture to me. That's where it falls, but the coverage is lighter. So I think you'll like this. It's very light, fresh, natural, real skin, but in that really sexy high end.
Yes.
Guerlain way, like it feels like Guerlain. Like the experience of using it is, it smells nice
it smells
like
beautiful.
Guerlain. The bottle is beautiful like Guerlain. You want to have it on your dresser, and all of that is part of the experience of owning a foundation.
I like the
this.
Attention that's gone into
it. There's nothing utilitarian about this at all, apart from the fact that it has been designed to be your everyday foundation.
Interesting.
And that, you know, that's why it's called L'Essential. It's like, it's the essential foundation.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be your everyday, wear to everything, make it work. And you can add concealer to it and up the coverage.
Yeah.
It plays very nicely with all the concealers I've tried. Doesn't fight with them, doesn't break up. It's a really nice everyday natural looking foundation. It's not going to give you tons of coverage, but
yeah,
it's also not going to sit in anything where you don't want it. It's just going to look fresh and nice. If you want to spend $60 on that, I don't know.
This
there
is luxury
other
makeup.
It is luxe. It's the top end of the spectrum, but it is really lovely. There was nothing I didn't like about it, but then at the same time, there was nothing that knocked me off my feet about it.
Yeah.
But I'm really happy to have it on my dresser and have that be my
so
go-to
pretty
run around day foundation. It's not going to upset anyone. Like, it's like the most vanilla of foundations of all time. It's a beautiful bottle. It's a beautiful product. It's a delight to use. That's it, really.
Interesting.
Yeah. I know, it feels weird because I feel like I'm damning it with faint praise.
Well, I think the problem is we've got so much here. And it's like I was saying a minute ago, in some way to find like actual comparable differences to all of them is pretty hard
it's
after
hard,
a while.
But then
they
at the
fall
same
into
time,
different
they
categories.
They are all completely different.
Yeah.
Every one that we have, none of them I could say, this is like that one or use this instead of that one if you want X, Y, and Z. They're all completely different. They all do a different thing, but they're all exceptional. We are living in peak foundation times.
It's a very lovely time
it's
for foundation.
It's peak TV and peak foundation. We finally found a good thing about 2019.
There we go. That's what we'll say.
Excellent. So you've got another one.
So Zoeva have a foundation now.
They do.
So Zoeva, if you don't know, were primarily a company that set about making affordable brushes.
Love those brushes.
We
love them.
I mean, I feel like they're infamous in themselves. Like, they're just so like cult beauty status. So they're really well known for their tools. They often since then have brought out more color products like blushes, eyeshadow palettes, etc. But this was their first like skin product. And to be fair, they've done a really good job of it, Lindsay. 44 shades. It's called the Authentic Foundation and it's $28.
Yeah.
So again, we're talking
affordable.
A really good affordable price point. It comes in a pump bottle as well. I would describe the bottle as quite similar to the NARS Natural Radiant Longwear one.
Yeah.
I think I was shade 5 neutral in that, I think. Really, really lovely. I feel like, again, it describes itself as a natural luminous foundation. So no surprise with me enjoying this one. It definitely leans towards like a more, and it's a subtle glow. It's not crazy, but again, you can manipulate it and make it even more glowy if you want. Powder it if you don't. Sheer to medium. So I wouldn't say you're going to get a full coverage from this. I feel like you can just kind of buff a little bit on where you need it for a nice evening out of the skin.
Yeah.
Or you can kind of really perfect the skin to like a nice medium, more polished look that still has a sense of looking like skin, I would say. It does describe itself as long wearing as well. I definitely found that to be true. I think this for me, for the shade range, the price point, that it's long wearing and it's luminous. So I think that ticked a lot of boxes for me, and very, very happy to recommend it. Again, I feel like I don't want to keep repeating myself for all the stuff I've said for the other ones, but if you already have the Fenty long wear and you like that, but you want something slightly sheerer, maybe try this. I feel like if you like the Armani Luminous Silk, but want slightly more glow than what that suggests, try this. Like that, it's kind of
and
all
it's very
in the
affordable.
Vein.
I think that's
I mean,
the most affordable one that we're talking about today.
Yeah, it's a really good price point for what it is. And I think Zoeva definitely lends itself to being something that is more affordable.
Yeah.
But you know, luxury makeup, again, I feel like their brushes perform just as well, if not better, than some of the more expensive brushes out there.
Oh my god, I love Zoeva brushes.
And
the flat
I think
top buffing brush is
again
my top brush.
Yeah, it's like ride or die. And I think to come to market with 44 shades at that price point,
that's
pretty
huge
impressive
commitment on their part.
So well done, Zoeva, and that's another one that I highly recommend.
Yeah. Wow. That's a lot of foundations in
That's
our foundation
a lot of
extravaganza. So there's a couple that we haven't fully been able to try before we wrap up and talk about our favourites. But we've had a go, but not a full wear test.
As in, like, we've tried it on the back of our hand in store, so therefore don't feel we can
I tried it on my face in store because they literally were putting it out and no one had a go on
Did
it.
Did you do that thing again where you were like, oh, what are you putting out? Can I have it?
She was putting them in the display and I was like, oh, do you mind? And she fully was like, get the fuck out my way. I'm trying to do my job. I'm like, well, I'm trying to buy things. But they only had the display and not the actual makeup out, which was really annoying.
Okay.
But I was like, well, in that case, hand them over. And that was the Milk Flex stick.
Yes.
Flex so foundation.
Milk Makeup describes this as their medium coverage. They say that their normal, I can't remember what it's called now, the one that's the original foundation they came out with in the squeezy tube.
Was that was Flex, I think.
Was it just called
yeah,
Flex?
I think it
yeah.
was Flex. This so is the that flex was, stick.
So the Flex foundation they describe as the full coverage. The Sunshine Skin Tint, which you guys know I love.
It's your favourite, is
your
that
sheer
one.
Skir tint. A skir tint?
Yeah, it's a sheer skir tint.
I'm rapping now. Sheer skin tint.
Skir tint.
Literally. This is your medium coverage. So they describe this as like your medium coverage. Obviously, it's a stick foundation. They describe it as
stick.
Natural foundation, natural finish. $36, 36 shades.
Yep.
So great shades. I personally haven't been able to try this other than on the back of my hand, which I don't really think counts. So I've yet to try this, but it is being very kindly sent to me. So as soon as I do have that, we'll get back to you on that. But I didn't
want
you guys.
I only had one day of wearing it and it was applied in store. I liked it. My first impressions were that I liked it. If they'd have had my shade, I would have bought it.
Okay.
And I would have been happy to have it. I like the packaging. It looks really nice. When I first wound it up out of the tube, it seems quite little.
Yeah.
It seems quite small. I would have to compare it to other tube and stick foundations because, in fairness, the Hourglass one is not huge.
Yeah.
It looks quite plastic. It looks really plasticky. I thought, oh, it's just, I didn't think it was the real foundation. I thought
I see. You know, I've done that before and then I've rubbed the top and been like,
it's plastic. because it's very perfect. But once it was on the skin, it melted in a dream. I will say it just melted, which was gorgeous.
Yeah, I like that. That excites me.
Yeah, so we'll have a full review of that to come shortly.
But that's it.
Yeah,
that's
I think
all
that's
we
fair.
Got today.
So I've got to ask you, I hate to do it.
Go on.
Favourites.
Pat McGrath.
I'm not going to make you pick. I'm not going to make you pick one, she says.
Pat McGrath.
He's going Pat all day.
Pat all
day,
the way.
All night. We go Pat. That's a wrestling
Pat.
Song that means nothing.
Pat.
What are you doing to me, Pat?
What's yours? Or are you going to get away with one?
I can't get away with one. I
go
have to
on.
Do like all of them. Pat, I think, is incredible. I almost feel like Pat needs to be her own category.
But
you know, because it's
but,
so good. But
or
I'm
an and.
Loving this Charlotte Tilbury. Like, I'm really loving it. I cannot stop looking at my own beautiful face.
That's a good day.
But it feels gorgeous. It just feels beautiful on. And then I'd say, I've got to say the Urban Decay because I was so impressed that I think
I really need to get the Urban Decay one now. I've got FOMO. Yeah.
I think because of the Urban Decay for the long wearing factor of it, I think is incredible.
You've just not got a faff with your makeup later in the day.
I couldn't believe it. I could not believe it. And I'm going to, that
you
is now
shook.
The next, because I've got 2 weeks until the wedding, I am going to be wearing
practicing
it.
Practicing which
that's
one.
It now. Like, I've got to narrow it down because I'm running out of time.
Oh my gosh.
So I've got, so I'm going to be practicing with that. I'm going to practice the Charlotte Tilbury because she's just snuck in.
Yeah.
And then my La Mer. Because I feel like what I'm going to do, guys, I know you don't care about this, but the ceremony is on Friday. The party's on Saturday. So the ceremony, I need to look good for photos.
Yeah.
And we're doing photos, obviously, post-ceremony. So it needs to hold up through getting through the ceremony, and then doing the photos afterwards, which is why I'm thinking the Stay Naked for that. But then for the party, it's more about just having a good time. So then I think would between the La Mer and the Charlotte, I don't know. Why is life so hard? Why am I a monster?
I love it. You're going to be a real Mariah Carey and I'm going to
love
it. Oh,
you wait until I'm going to, hurry, get me in this third dress. I'm twatted.
I can't wait. I literally can't get my tits
in the frock.
Oh
get
my
me
God.
Out.
I love it. I can't wait.
It's dark. It's
going to
get dark.
Out of a party.
I need a piss. I can't get the frock up. It's too much frock.
With your can of red stripe. Living your best life.
Bag hanging out. I've literally never smoked.
Oh, so on LA. It's like the complete antithesis of like.
Oh, Percy Pigs and a can of red stripe.
There you go.
It's
a nice visual
wedding.
For you.
Oh, it's magical. But yeah, that's the end of our Foundation Extravaganza 2019.
I hope that answered all your questions.
Yeah, hopefully
if of course
that was
you guys
it.
Do have any more, contact us at Full Coverage Pod over on the Insta.
Yep, DM us over on the old Insta.
Leave us some comments.
Email us hello@fullcoveragepodcast. You can talk to us on Facebook, facebook.com/fullcoveragepodcast. And you must, of course, come and join our beauty banter group. We should start a conversation about these foundations in the beauty banter group.
We'll do a poll, see
what people have to say. You can join the Beauty Banter group by either searching Full Coverage Podcast Beauty Banter and then it will come up on Facebook, or you can just go to the Facebook page and click the top pinned post because it's right there.
There you go.
And you have to answer a couple of questions. They're very simple. A lot of people are trying to join the podcast at the moment who aren't answering the questions. And the questions are literally, do you work for a beauty brand? Can you promise to not try and sell us stuff from your beauty brand? Which I don't think are difficult questions.
Easy as pie.
They're not difficult. I've asked people more difficult questions like this morning at the supermarket.
Yeah.
So come on, people. We only want nice people in our beauty group. So that's why we ask questions. But yes, please come and chat to us about foundation. We want to know what you're wearing, what you're loving, what you're not loving, what you're excited about. Everything. We want to know it all. And now I think it's time for...
Highlight of the week.
Oh, it was beautiful. I think because your flowy white dress has given me very Maria McKee vibes. That was very show me heaven. Yeah.
Ooh, highlight of the week.
Show me heaven. That's what you're giving me right now.
Okay.
Thank you. Yeah, it's good. It's good. It's good.
What's your highlight?
My highlight. We've been talking for hours. My highlight is something I got from the drugstore.
Always good. I love it.
I've been wearing it endlessly. It is L'Oreal Color Riche Plump and Shine in Watermelon Plump. I actually got four of the shades.
Why not?
Because they're amazing.
When it's right, it's right.
And they were 2 for $1 at $9.99 each. So I was like, this is practically free.
Practically
exactly. We've talked about the L'Oreal Color Riche Shine lipsticks before, how they are an amazing dupe for the Armani, is it Armani Ecstasy Shines?
Yes.
And also the YSA Volupté
Shines.
Very, very similar. Yeah. Same company. Super similar. This is even more exciting to me because it's plumping. That doesn't really mean anything. We all know that. It's got menthol in it, makes it feel a bit tingly on the lips. Now, I like that because it's cooling and it feels fun. I don't think it makes my lips any plumper. I think $600 of filler make my lips feel plumper. And you can't do that with a $9.99 lipstick. But what you can get is an absolutely gorgeous, glossy, sheer finish that's full of colour. I mean, look at how much I've already used. Look at that.
Yeah.
I've had this for like a month and it's already got some gone. I absolutely love it. It's the watermelon is a red, but it's so wearable.
Yeah, so nice.
I can't stop applying it. And you don't need a mirror because it's so gorgeous and forgiving. I'm mad for it.
So pretty. That's lovely.
I can't stop wearing it. I've got a couple of other colours. I'm going to get the rest of them, I think, because this is my absolutely top lip purchase in forever. I love it so much. What about you? What you got?
Well, there's a problem, Lindsay, because
oh, no.
I feel like it's one that encapsulates various things. So I don't know how I do this without cheating.
How exciting. I mean, come on, look who you're talking to.
Well, okay, so mine is the Trini London Stacks.
You love them.
I'm so late to the party.
Happy.
I'm so bloody
it
late
was
to the
my
party.
Highlight forever ago. So happy.
And even then I was like, is it good? Should I get
well,
it?
Well, I did tell you what a very successful and well-known blogger emailed me after I posted about them. I posted them in my Instagram story and she messaged me and was like, yeah, but are they really good or are they just like stacky shit? And I was like, you know what? I understand how you've come to that conclusion. And I know that she now has also come around to loving them herself.
I thought just stacky shit.
Because it looks gimmicky.
It looks gimmicky. It's pure blimmin' genius. And the funny thing is, for everyone who already owns it, I've had so many DMs being like, oh my God, you're so right. I thought the same. They're amazing. I even have the BFF, the cream.
Yes, you've got the beauty balm.
That one, and then you put the Just a Touch on, mind blown.
Blown.
I know we just did a whole episode on foundation, and I loves me foundation, but when I am like super strapped for time, I think the Trini London is like the biggest, can't mess it up. Step one, step two, step three.
Yes.
Take the pots with you that you need in your handbag and pop the other ones off. That bit in itself is fun.
Pop it off.
And the cheek colours are gorgeous. The eyeshadows, the shade queen.
The highlighter.
If you, I haven't got the highlighter. That's next on my list.
You've got more to come.
The eyeshadows, Lindsay. The shade queen. I was like, oh, these are lovely, but I don't think they're going to dry down. Oh, but they do.
They're really sophisticated.
Oh, but they do.
Gorgeous shades.
And they last all day. I've never had so many compliments on cream eyeshadows before. I'm shook.
Shooketh.
So it's the whole stack for me.
Yeah.
Take any of it, all of it.
Gives me joy.
But yeah, I'm going to get more of it. And I kind of feel like I want it in my set bag as well, because I just love the practicality of, for me, I decant a lot of stuff down into palettes.
They're already decanted. It's already decanted.
I mean, to an extent, they've taken the fun away from me, but I forgive them because they're saving me time.
They've made up for it with beauty, though. They made up with it with amazing products.
Honestly, I use it every single day.
Yay.
Yeah, without fail. Like, yes, if I'm going out in the evening, then I get out my fancy foundation. Yeah. Or if I know I'm going to be out all day and I've got time to start my makeup properly sat at a nice table in the morning. Yes, foundation is involved, but when I'm in a taxi and it's like 6 a.m. and I know I'm going to do my makeup in the back of a car, it is bish, bosh, bash.
Yeah.
You still look great.
Yeah, I keep them in the bathroom for that reason. It's when I'm in a rush, or if I'm going to the gym and I just want something on my face, or if I'm going to the supermarket and I just want something on my face, I use the Just a Touch T-Zone, blend it out, blusher, fingers, done. Jobs are good.
That's it. You can do it all with fingers. So I love that. And yay, I wish I'd listened sooner. Yeah, great recommendation, Lindsay.
Oh, it was a lot. It was so exciting.
It was a lot of exciting
makeup goodness.
It was a lot
of excitement. I feel like I need to lie down.
I do. I need another Percy Pig and a lie down.
That's the way forward, isn't it? Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you
so much for all your help and your feedback on the Foundation Extravaganza. You were a part of this.
Yeah, we did it together.
We made it through. You can be an even bigger part of it by getting involved at facebook.com/fullcoveragepodcast and letting us know your further thoughts. Do you have any more questions or anything else you'd like to know about any of these? We will do our best to tell you. Come follow us on Instagram at fullcoveragepod. We love that.
We love that.
That's like our favourite thing. Thank you to everyone who's been joining in actually on our September lipstick challenge.
No.
That's been amazing.
Love seeing all your faces.
Oh, we love it. It is the most fun thing. So on Instagram, if you should feel so inclined, September, PodFam are posting pictures of themselves wearing a different lipstick every day. Doesn't have to be a new lipstick. You can mix two lipsticks. You can put a bit of eyeshadow in your lipstick. You can put some eyeshadow in your lip balm. Ooh. You know, there's lots of options.
There's
lots
so many
of options.
Beetroot. Put some beetroot on.
It's all about
hashtag
getting
clean
out
beauty.
Hashtag clean beauty. It's all about getting out your rut and trying something new. So that's been amazing. Thank you to all of our patrons over on Le Patreon.
Oh, you guys.
You bad boys. We love you.
We love you a lot.
You've got a special episode coming very soon, which is a highly requested look at cream eyeshadows. Just in general, thank you so much for your support. Thank you for your reviews on Apple Podcasts.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you for being so kind to us and letting us do this and allowing us to do this for you. You are the best. You are kind. You are special. You are all those other nice things. I've gone mad. It's probably time for us to wrap up, isn't it?
I think it's time.
Yeah, okay. Because I'm so overwhelmed by foundation and my own face in this Charlotte Tilbury.
She legit keeps looking
at her
face.
She's looking at a little mirror.
She's like, hello, lover.
Yeah, hi. I turned into Charlotte. I'm like, hello, darling.
Hello, darling.
Hello, darling. Anderson Cooper, Charlotte the cat, Tilbury. Just walked in when I said hello, darling. Hi, did you think we were talking to you? We weren't. We're finishing up. Okay. I'm going to go. You're going to go. But we're going to be back in 2 weeks.
And we'll see you. Well, we won't see you. But we'll be bringing you another episode very soon.
And if we do see you, that's grand.
Yeah, come say hi.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.